So how much singing do you guys usually have on your podcast?
Not a lot.
Actually, no. You know what we do, actually?
We do. Oh, here. We got it. Went ready. Money, 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 money. Bing, boom.
Money. That's
wow,
like.
Guys.
Yeah, that was. How did that sound? How did that sound?
Randy Jackson, come on out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
that's
kind of
like our. So what do you like think?
Yeah.
I'm dripping. Yeah.
Papaya 9.
You said it like a 30s radio host.
Well, I'm dripping. Scooby D and Scooby Da, I've got that wipe.
Yeah. You got it, right? Do you not like that angle?
So anyway.
I didn't know.
I'm dead.
It's okay. Just 10 more minutes.
No.
Don't worry. I'm keeping time. We're
We do a little. You know, we have our things.
Singing.
Yeah,
like
here,
I mean,
here and there. You know.
That was so good, you guys.
Really? Yeah. Are you just saying that?
No, I think I could use more.
Do you want to
get in on our money?
Please.
No. I could have yes anded, but you want to know what? I'm gonna just dig my heels into the snow.
Can I tap in and like you can, like, you can,
oh.
Like you know, like yeah.
So you went to Harper's Improv School.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, and I'm also now
can
out
I
of
tag
five.
You out?
I mean, you know, see, you know, like, I mean, again, that's a, you know, if the money thing, you know, but it, whenever, if you ever want to get in, just let us know.
Oh, I will.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just let us know if whenever you want to.
Harper, what are we doing wrong? Just let
okay.
us know.
Yeah, just let it out.
Just give us a list.
Okay.
We're here to receive.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I just had to shut down. I'm back.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. That's fine.
Restarted. Okay, what are you guys doing wrong?
You say that
oh,
like you're
boy.
A Westworld yeah. character. Like, you just.
Harper is a Westworld robot. Oh my God. A Westworld robot that comes back to do stand-up comedy.
She's just
yeah, so what do people get misconstrued about me? That I'm human.
Yes, you're a cyborg.
That I'm capable of normal human emotions. This is putting me in a great light.
That you belong in a theme park. Oh, this is not.
Yeah. Then I will bring cream. Okay.
No.
Oh,
the songs are just the iPod app opening up.
Yeah.
Arctic
Man.
Monkeys.
No.
So you guys just find like the most gruesome.
No, that's today. Jonas, I didn't
know.
No,
that's
that.
Today. Okay, what you're doing wrong is you're whining. Next. Okay.
Right. Well, I honestly, I'm gonna be honest, right? I actually, you know, as sad as things are, I acknowledge things are sad, but I actually don't mind talking about grim things. I really don't.
I prefer it.
Yeah, for sure. I don't mind.
Should I just leave, guys?
Toughen up, Neil. All right.
Yeah, I do. I, you know, so it's always cool. You know, because I feel like
not who.
You know, it's this thing with comedians around each other. They're always expecting the ha ha, but it's like when something can get real.
That's right.
I love sitting there.
There's the
I
ha
love
ha
sitting
ha
there.
Comedians and there's the hoo 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 comedians.
Yeah,
we fall into the owl.
Yeah,
I mean, the ladder.
And if you if you hear someone go hoo, just know that they are harboring a deep rooted pain.
Grief.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, it's true. No, yeah. That's good, Jonas. That's what I like about you. You have no trouble just sitting in it.
How many licks does it take to get to the center of the lollipop?
How many licks does it take to get to the center of our trauma?
It was a
one.
Reference. That was a reference
just
to the
one.
Forget it.
Oh, that man. Was a
drop the whole thing.
Oh,
I didn't it, you
oh,
know.
God.
They're too young. They're too young.
Oh. Yeah, I really can't feel my hands, guys.
Really?
What
I
the
really
fuck?
Can't feel my hands. I don't know what's
Why?
Going on. I think it's just all I just being in between two people mm-hmm. and just the energy and then Alan's energy. It's mm-hmm. like I'm just like
Yeah, you're being like speared. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's wrong with my energy?
I'm like the Deathly Hallows circle. If you were to look at us from up top.
Yeah.
And it's just.
Like you feel like the prism that reflects.
No, when you came to let me in, I could just tell you were already shutting down and it's just gotten progressively more.
Why y'all like this?
What do you mean y'all?
What do you mean y'all?
Why?
What do you mean y'all?
What do you mean y'all?
What do you mean y'all?
You know, like why? Like
Niles, come out.
Niles,
what
I
do you
swear to God.
What do you mean y'all?
Yeah, you know, so I mean, Okay, well, first of all, Harper's Harper, so that's not.
Okay, well, now what the fuck does that mean? Well, first of all, we got a schizo on here.
So we were talking before the show, and I was saying
all of Harper's personality showed up tonight.
And we were talking before the show, and we were talking about how I didn't recognize, but I have actually saw Harper on stage. Yes. And then I recognized her, and when I saw it, I realized she was okay. This is not just an act. This is like, and it's hilarious. Right.
Oh yeah.
No, so it's true. Like that's you know, true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's no doubt.
So you know, the jittery thing, cool. You know, right. But it's like you know, Neil, what's going on, man? What's going on? The shakes, yeah. Why, you know.
What's wrong?
I got the shakes.
Why did I tap you like that? Hey, what's wrong? Hey.
Yeah. Is it for real? It might be the seating.
I think it's the seating. I think yeah. I'm taking
toughen
it.
Toughen up.
I think I'm taking it. I'm just sensitive, okay?
So I know. Just sensitive. I know today. You are. No, just that's sweet.
Yeah? No, that's fine. All right. So just a little behind just the taking scenes. Taking it in. You know, me and Neil, we have conversations about seating and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did. Uh-huh. That was the biggest
just
thing.
To give you the behind the scenes you wanted to hear about it.
Yeah. I mean honestly it's just like you know TikTok when are we gonna get to the seats
right yeah. Right the behind the exclusives
mm-hmm. You know Jamaican pirates they always love talking about the seating
oh
yeah.
No.
Yo, man,
and down. He's out
it's all right Neil you're good and Neil's gonna have a drink here. He's gonna lay down, everybody. Yeah. Neil's gonna lay down.
I wrote down the timestamp to cut it out.
So before you were coming right, so we were just like, okay, how are we gonna work the seating out? You know, would Harper feel more comfortable in the middle or off?
What the fuck is going on right now?
Let me do what I do. Okay, we're good. Thanks, guys. So we talk about the seating a lot.
I feel like I hate both of y'all, yeah. But in like a loving way.
Okay, good.
Just to be honest.
Every time
the Chucky voice came out. So it takes about an hour to get to the Chucky voice.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. What was the first scary movie you saw? I want to know this about you, too.
Really?
Yeah, what was the first scary movie you saw?
Poltergeist.
How old are you?
Maybe like seven.
Seven. Mm-hmm. Poltergeist. That's the one with the ghost.
The Poltergeist.
It's
yeah.
Like, it's like home video though.
No. It's '80s. It's a house built on like a burial ground, and then all the ghosts like are coming through the TV and the house and whatnot. Man. It's horrifying. That and Tremors really fucked me up as a kid.
Okay.
Do you like watching them? You actually like watching?
Oh, okay. So I react like someone who doesn't like them. Mm-hmm. Some of my friends that love horror movies could just watch their like sociopaths like. And I'm like, no, that's not for me. Yeah. I'll watch, like, you know, Hiding, but I love it. And that's on stuttering. No, I'm like an adrenaline junkie, so anything that, like, gets that heart rate up, yeah. I'm like, yes, let's go.
Okay.
Wow.
Dude.
Yeah.
Wow. Poltergeist.
Oh, shit.
And that's on speaking of...
Wait. The ghosts are coming through the phone.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Android.
Oh, man. The first horror movie
you
I
just,
saw...
You just, like, take a call. You're like, yeah.
No, I don't
interesting
have...
Harp. Cool. So, yeah, she's still going.
Something about Tremors stuttering? Yeah. I don't know.
No, that stutter was really embarrassing. So I just want you guys to know.
I didn't even notice it.
Really?
Yeah.
I was noticing it get worse and worse and then I couldn't get out of it. It felt like a long time that I was stuttering. Mm. Alan? Okay, no.
Do those moments feel long for you?
What?
The stuttering moments?
Yeah.
Really?
Really? It feels like, from the outside, it feels like half of a
was
quarter
that half
of a second?
Oh my yeah. God, it less felt like than. I was just, and then I started like, I could feel my cheeks like they're still red because I just got
really?
So embarrassed I just stuttered that
oh,
hard.
Oh, word.
I don't know. I don't think much of it.
Then maybe I didn't need to say a goddamn word about that. Anyway, to Jonas, that movie, yeah?
Okay. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was,
so
I didn't
about
know,
that movie.
I didn't know time oh, worked like that
suicide,
for you.
Right? No, what's going on?
Dude, oh, okay, I don't know why this reminded me of this, but my girlfriend today told me that she thinks a part of her attraction to me is because of a childhood attraction she had to the main hyena from Lion King.
Oh my god.
What
that's
can you
funny.
Look up can you look up the main hyena in Lion King? Well, because I low-key, wow. I was like, first, my gut reaction was like, that was racist. But I think I kind of do look like
no,
him.
You do. That's why I just reacted like that. Yeah, no, you definitely
you know
do.
What I'm talking about?
Was it the, oh, man, okay.
Shenzi.
Mm-hmm.
I look like Shenzi.
Yeah, you do.
A little bit.
Similar okay. vibe, too.
So she was.
So dead ringer. No,
oh my God. I'm running around.
But
with
that's what
two
they
idiots.
Say. Like, oh wait.
What? Sorry.
I'll see you outside. But and I'll win. No, but Jonas sold my earrings. But
no, 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 I got you.
No, no. No, but they say that women are attracted to men that look like their or like people that look like their childhood crush, like from TV.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Not for men, though.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sure that works for everybody.
You guys are attracted to like a brick. I don't know what you guys like. It doesn't really matter.
That explains Pete Davidson.
What?
That explains it.
Wait, what explains what?
Like he still kind of looks like those childhood stars a little bit. There's like this, you know?
Yeah. Or like maybe like the cartoons that you see. I don't know.
Oh. Like a caricature.
I was thinking cartoons. Like.
Yeah, cartoon. It could be cartoons. It could be whatever.
That's a real attraction. That's you mm-hmm. could really be have an attraction to that.
Alan, do you have the picture?
I heard about guys having a thing for like Miss Piggy. I heard about guys having a thing for Miss Piggy.
Oh, that's because Miss Piggy was just throwing it out there. She was just tossing them cakes out. She's always trying to fuck, right?
That is so gruesome. That is so vile.
I didn't know. I thought she was a virgin. I didn't.
I'm pretty. I mean, maybe I'm not remembering it correctly, but I'm pretty sure.
I don't know
Piggy
what the
fuck
you're on, but that's not what the fuck I'm on. Yes.
I'm Shen Z vibes. Look
right.
at this.
Is this Jonas. The right thing?
Yes.
This is it.
Yeah, no, Neil, that's so you.
Right? Okay. Like, kind of.
That's you as fuck.
At least yeah. it's not Azizi. Azizi looks terrible.
Azizi has the Johnson & Johnson back. That's Ew. What happened to Azizi. No, I look like Shen Z, though.
Yeah.
And why did they give him, like, a Japanese name or a Chinese name?
Wow.
I guess that's okay.
I mean,
Neil.
It was Walt
Just
Disney.
Let it
I mean, were you yeah. laughing? Were you? I mean, you know, you don't seem like a laugher.
What do you mean I don't seem like a laugher?
You don't look like a laugher.
I feel like
you
I'm know. Laughing a lot.
I don't think so, you know.
You seem like you... Never mind.
No, no, no. Do not stop.
You seem like you just want so badly to experience joy, but you just always kind of fall short.
Oh, my God.
In all aspects.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Jonas's hand, for supporting me on this couch.
You're going to need a lot more pillows to save you from that.
Some pillows to cry on tonight.
Oprah comes out.
Thanks for having me on.
Oh, my God.
We'll be right back on OWN, everybody.
You the charger, Alan? It's down. Oh, God. It's downstairs. I'm sorry, dude. Underneath my desk.
Harper, I didn't know you could break down people like this.
This is what Harper does.
That's your first mistake to underestimate me. Well, damn it, I stuttered again.
Just when she thought she'd be powerful.
What if I started crying like Neil? I'm just kidding. I had to save myself. I'm sorry, Neil. I don't know what that was. You
this
know
is
what?
Why
I'm so
I can't
sorry.
Experience joy. So I can't experience joy around
I'm here. Sorry. I'm so sorry. I don't know what that was. It came out. It came out before I. Oh my God.
Harper, you a savage.
Oh my God.
Goddamn savage, dude.
Oh man.
I'm really sorry. It's because I fucked up. I was almost powerful, and then I fucked up. And then you want to know what? I was grasping.
That's Harper, sick. you're going to do crowd work one day and start a fire. You're gonna get a whole club burned down one
how
day.
How has stand up been? I saw you did a gig. You did a few gigs, mm-hmm. and you're opening for Josh Adam Myers.
Yeah.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
The one person that comments on our YouTube videos.
Hey.
Go check out Harper in San Diego.
Yeah.
How's that been? I've done a few. It still feels weird to say things that you thought of alone and then like say them to a group.
So I'm trying something that maybe isn't the best, but so like, cause you know, like stand up kind of like reappeared last summer when the cases kind of got a little bit better.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
We were doing it. Yeah. And like, I was still trying to do like my classic thing of like, all right, I'm just going to say only like my written material and blah, blah, blah. Right. But like, you know, I didn't really get to run it at Mike. So it was like very stiff and whatnot. And I really honestly was thinking like, I thought I was going to quit comedy when like, the world opened up again because I just was so in my head. I'm like, oh, I'm not a good comic. I suck. blah 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 blah, all lies. Anyways, but so then, but so facts. Then, so then, wow. But anyways, I really was going to quit because I just was like, I don't think I'm talented anymore. I don't think this is it for me, and I don't want to be one of those people that like doesn't realize it.
Right.
But then I had a show back. With Niles, actually, with Niles in San Diego, and I had all my shit written, whatever, and it's like a really good show. Everyone's doing really well, and then right before I'm about to go on stage, all of like my mind just goes blank, and yes. I forget everything.
Damn.
And then I was just like, oh fuck, and then I just kind of like rebelled against that feeling. I'm like, you know what? No more of this like stupid ass insecure energy. Like I know I'm funny, so I'm just gonna go up there and hope for the best. And then I actually just relied on crowd work because I had forgotten most of my stuff.
Right.
And then I just did crowd work for like 15 minutes or something.
You probably
and
it was had so a much better fun. Time that way yeah. anyway.
I swear
than
to
doing
God,
the material.
I haven't had that much fun on stage. Yeah, I don't know if I ever time. Actually have. Oh, yeah, yeah. And it actually gave me a lot of confidence wow. in myself. I'm like, oh, okay.
yeah.
And so now I'm starting to slowly introduce jokes back in, but right. like
keeping it around like the liveness, the yeah. gabbing yeah. with the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
What do you ask the crowd? Or are you just kind of, I feel like you're kind of
I don't
just
have
like
anything
it,
planned. I literally just go up there and I'll just like figure something out.
Yeah. Yeah. That's mm-hmm. great. I tried that at the show that you saw me at and left before my set at.
The talent, when I was your talent scout?
Yeah. The talent scout. Yeah. really just a great support.
Yeah.
That night.
I am here for you.
Yes. Thank you. Literally as the host is like doing like the, all right, you may have seen Harper's like, okay, so the talent scout is here. I got to go. I'll see you on Tuesday. Okay. Bye.
Wait.
Literally I was walking.
No, you were not. Oh my God. Okay. I wouldn't have done that if I knew.
Save it. Harper. Okay.
It's a lot of layers in this.
Anyway, so I go up and I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to work out this bit. I don't know if you guys want to figure it out, but it's like.
Yeah, mm-hmm. talk it out.
I'm trying to figure out this Stop Asian Hate thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because, you know, and the angles.
So what's the premise?
Premise is, I think.
Are we going to do this right here?
Stop
okay.
Asian. Well, no. Yeah. It's like kind of just like
I'm a talent scout. I need to know if I need to
That's
come to any more of your shows.
Love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Premises.
Yeah.
this one does.
Man. Well, you know, I don't know. So I feel weird, conflicted about it. We mm-hmm. talked about this because you know I'm an Indian, mm-hmm. but like I check the Asian box on tests, mm-hmm. but it's like stop Asian hate. But I know when we say Asian in America, we don't think of Indian.
Mm-hmm.
You think of Harold.
Let me go lean in there, dog. What are you doing?
What are you pushing me away for, man?
No, let
no,
me lean into
I thought that was a tender moment.
Yeah.
You have intimacy issues. You should talk to your girlfriend about that.
Yeah.
lean into what?
Yeah, lean in. You know, like your body language is like so, like, you know, like
you're. You just got really tense.
Yeah.
Did I?
Yeah, lean in.
But you see, this is, you're so close to experiencing joy and then you're just not, you're so, it's close. Okay. I'm on a couch, but it's like with a chair, okay. cement. Okay.
You just won't let yourself be happy.
So, all right.
Okay.
So this
Let's
is
go through
right
your
there.
Wall too. So, okay. So.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. No, I actually will.
No, you can just leave that alone. Okay. So stop Asian hate, please.
Okay, run the premise. Run the premise.
No, okay, so this is maybe the problem is that it's not a strong premise, but it's just this feeling I have, and it feels...
like you're okay, so the premise is that, like, stop Asian hate, but you feel like you're having an identity crisis, and you want people to stop the hate against you?
No, not at all. I guess, like,
okay,
also...
Okay, so I didn't understand the bit. Got it.
I know, but it's my... I need to explain the bit. Right. There's that angle of it, but then also, like, you know... Asians, we hate each other. This is a big thing. Like, Asians, we don't like each other.
Really?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Indians don't like the Chinese?
Yeah, dude. It goes back as far thousands of years. Because the Himalayans right. would border the two countries, and there's, like, border disputes, mm-hmm. you know? Remember in June, we did that story about those Chinese soldiers that killed those Indian soldiers?
Yes, that's right,
so they have this small part of the border where there's no guns allowed.
Mm-hmm.
So there was, like, 20 Chinese soldiers and they killed like 20 Indian soldiers by hand this past June.
Jesus.
And it's like yeah. super, I mean, that situation would have been way unfair
yeah.
mm-hmm. for the Indians mm-hmm. because like we don't have mm-hmm. hand combat.
I don't think you should explain this in the setup.
I know. This is
where this.
So where
does the bit start?
Yeah.
And where does the sadness end?
Jonas is like, okay, so this isn't funny though.
No.
So
no.
these families were
like,
murdered.
Yeah.
yeah, but I'm not laughing. No. It's not funny.
Let me go back to my suicide.
No.
yeah, no. No, if you're going to talk about trauma, like, you're going to need to punch that up. But no.
we do got to punch it up. But is there anything there? Is there anything?
I think your bit kind of falls apart, especially that part where you act out and you start humping the stool.
I think there's too much cum involved in this bit. Wow. Yeah.
Actually, I thought that was brilliant.
Oh, God, man.
I was like, Alan, you saw this? I was like.
Yeah, I run my set before we start recording also.
Yeah.
I'm still humping. No, but okay, well, how about this then? Why isn't it ever... Why isn't it ever like a stop white violence hashtag?
Yeah, it got less funny.
Wait, was that supposed to be funny? I'm not being...
It's a genuine question.
No, yeah, I thought it was a genuine question. Right.
It is a genuine question. I was thinking.
Right.
Yeah.
I think we should get to that after we work out black people first. We should work out black people first, and then we should worry about that next. You understand?
Why don't we start with stop white violence?
What do you mean, like white on white crime?
No, just white violence.
Like white people committing violence?
Just white middle... White...
What?
That's a lot, man. That's a lot. Yes,
it's a lot. It's too self-reflecting of a question.
Wow, I don't know.
So I can't see why this isn't killing, but.
Oh, so anyway, I did that. I did that at the show.
Yeah, really lightened the mood.
Yeah. and then I kept singing "Stop Asian Hate" because Tommy was playing on the keyboards.
Oh, okay.
But then I tried to do crowd work and it just.
Where am I racist at? Like that? Or
yeah, kind of.
Okay.
I did. Crowd work is
not good. Yeah, how was your set, Jonas?
No, it would. You know what? I literally.
Wait, were you on that show too?
No, not that way. I did my first feature set in like a year in like San Diego. Went to Comedy Heights just to go.
Oh, nice.
And it was a great show. It was packed out. Like people are ready to be out. San Diego, by the way, they don't care. They've been up and going.
No, the pandemic goes away with good vibes. Dude, it's amazing.
This is California burritos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's like, and the first thing I just did, I just asked the audience what they did with their stimulus checks. And that alone was like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And I was like, bump this material. I immediately realized I think I hated all the jokes I did before all this.
I haven't told one of my old jokes.
Yeah.
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 I just don't really connect. There's a few things that I would revisit. Mm-hmm. But also, like, we've all changed so much over this year. I just feel like my perspective on life is completely different. Yeah. Like, I was so, you know.
Yeah. I feel like I changed more in like this year than like all the years I've done.
Yes.
I think I got worse.
You did. I can see that. But, no, but for us?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No. I don't want any of that. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry, no.
Oh, God.
No, I'm sorry. Great. Can you tell I'm an older sister? Okay.
No. Wait, you're the oldest?
Oh, you're an older sister?
Yeah.
The oldest of how many?
Don't pretend to be interested. No, I'm just kidding.
I would rather.
I'm the oldest.
You're the oldest too.
What are you?
What do you think?
The youngest.
Yep.
You are?
Yeah.
How did I? Yeah. Yeah.
Because you guys are bullying me.
No, because it's just second nature. It's just like
I can just take it.
No.
You just sit there like sinking into the couch.
Yeah, yo.
Really?
Oh, dude, my sister was ruthless, bro.
Are you guys close now?
Closer, yeah.
Yeah.
Closer.
Closer.
It still sounds sad. Answer a cue. Okay.
No, she would like, you know, like typical sibling violence.
Yeah.
You know?
Tickle you till you cry.
Mm. Push you down some stairs?
I mean, more like whatever. That.
Okay.
More, you had tickle fights? I mean, I guess we would have tickle fights.
Yeah.
What's her opinion on The Office?
Does she live to see another day? Or
yeah.
You guys teaming up anytime soon?
She likes season 6.
Any collabs? What are we?
Oh, God. Yeah. We're going to wait a month. Maybe to see how we feel next.
Yeah. Maybe move up the date.
I don't know. I mean, are you close? Are you close with all your siblings?
I just have one. It's just my brother, and we're best friends.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. That's dope.
He moved a mile away from me during the pandemic, so we're close.
That's sweet. Mm-hmm. How about you? Are you close to your siblings?
Close, man.
Really close.
Yeah, it's a thing where like we love each other, but we don't like each other. You understand? So it's that kind of.
Are y'all opposites, like personality wise?
Yeah, for sure, absolutely opposites. Yeah, they're like accountants, like. They got a whole career.
Yeah, and you're a chemist. And it's like, their careers aren't sexy. And you're like, okay, guys, come on.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, come on. I'll make them
put
a little
these
something.
Goggles on.
Yeah, you know, I'll make them a little something to get it up. But.
And that's what I like to hear when we're talking about siblings.
You know.
Yummy.
They're married and stuff, man. They got their own lives. Man. They got their own lives. Yeah. I'm the only comedian in like out of
That's probably one too many still in the family. No, dude, my sister, she was so devious.
Is she hot?
She would. My sister, Jonas' sister.
Your sister.
No, your sister.
In your opinion.
I wouldn't say hot.
Come on, dude. You'd fuck her?
No. What kind of North Carolina backwoods?
What? What? What have you guys been thinking about during quarantine?
So my sibling moved a mile away, trying to get a little closer.
I'm from Florida too, so it is what it is. Yes, that's there too.
Well, I didn't ask you because I know that you've hooked up with your sibling.
That's when that cocaine license gets in.
My brother said no, so, but
he had a girlfriend.
She looks exactly like Harper.
Double O.
The ugly duckling of my siblings, though.
Is you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm the oldest. I'm the ugly duckling of my siblings.
It's always the oldest ones that are the ugliest ones.
Yes. I don't know why that is.
Okay, that's rude, but actually.
But true.
Yeah. No, my brother's hot, and it really pisses me off. Because I look like a fucking egg.
My brother's
like,
hot, too. He has, like, abs and stuff.
Yeah,
like
what
that. Where are you going with this?
Younger siblings are, like, the refined version of, like, the first, you know.
Yeah.
You're, like, the first iPhone, and then.
It's pissing me off because it's coming from you, and I don't know why I have this aggression towards you, but you are right.
It's because a younger sibling is telling you the truth.
Yeah, that's what it is. I'm
that's
like,
what hurts.
I want to wrestle you. No, okay. No.
Did you guys? Okay, so did you and your brother? I know with me, it took me and my brother a while before we realized our sister was a girl. Like we treated her like one of the fellas for a very long time, and my dad was like, "You got to stop that. This is the only daughter I got." Mm-hmm. So was it like that with you two? And it like
were
that, you
just
know,
one of the fellas?
Yeah. Were you guys like, you know, were you like for real roughhousing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, we did. Like, but if anything, like, my brother was just so sweet. Like, he just, like, looked up to me so much. He was, like, a little dork. Just wanted to play his little video games. Wanted to do everything with me. Aww. And I was, like, I was the older brother he, like, fake had. I would, like, hey, let's fight. Like, I was always beating him up. And then my parents were, like, Jesus Christ, Harper. I would prank him so bad.
Yeah. Wow.
And it wasn't a success unless, like, I really got him. And my mom's, like, you're broken. I'm, like,
What's a prank you pulled on your brother?
Oh my god, I got in so much trouble for this. So my brother, he watched some scary movie with my dad and I, because my dad would, you know, he has no boundary, no sense of boundary, so we would like just show us horrible movies at too young of an age. Yeah, we love to see it. And so we watched a scary movie. We go upstairs, and we both had rooms on the top floor, and I could creep into his room, which I did that night, like army style. And so I crept into his room while he's in bed, and I got underneath his bed, and I started like kind of pushing up on his mattress.
What?
And he was like, wait, what? And then I just like kicked it really hard and just made it seem like there was like a rumble. And then he just took off running and screaming, crying like, dad, dad. And I thought it was so funny, and I'm laughing my ass off. My dad comes in, lifts open the mattress, or like, you know, lifts up the bed, pulls me out, and I'm pretty sure I got my ass beat, but I was like, okay.
So, wow.
I guess you don't have a sense of humor, Dan. Yeah.
If he did that to me in California, I would have just thought it was an earthquake and went back to sleep.
Yeah, no, this was in North Carolina, so he was like, me thinks it's a demon. And I think I was going like, like I was like doing like a scary, I was doing like a scary
like
voice too.
The fucking Babadook.
Yeah, no, I commit to the bit,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Damn. Well,
yeah, the singing gave it away, huh?
Yeah.
Doodly dee. My brother's like, oh shit. It is a demon. Mm-hmm. I found like a paper he wrote when he was in high school about how mean I was when we were growing up. Because I always thought my brother and I got along when we were younger. Like it was fun. And then in the paper he was like, my sister would torment me. When coming home was not a safe space because she was always lurking around pulling a next prank. And I'm like, so maybe I did take it a little too far.
I do notice that with older, if the older ones are girls, they are much meaner to the boys.
Interesting.
They're just mean. That's a consistent thing I've seen. Mm. What's the name of that actress who was in The Hunger Games? Jennifer Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
She's the youngest of like boys.
Yeah.
And she, like, when you see her interview, she has this rough, like, very boyish energy. You know, it's like.
Yeah, because she got her ass beat.
Yeah, it's like right. You're just used to fighting. You understand? Right, there's some trauma there, though. I don't, you know, right. I didn't, you know, you should look into that. But.
It's dark, and I feel sorry for her, but love the interview.
Yes, really.
Can't wait to check it out.
Yeah.
No, for sure.
No, so.
That's why, yeah. That's why she really loved her sister in The Hunger Games.
Mm-hmm. You know? She's like, thank God, you're not going to beat me up. Yeah.
So, Neil, your sister didn't whoop your ass. She didn't do none of that.
No, she did, man.
Yeah.
She did.
Your parents just let it happen.
She was devious. Well, you do it behind their backs, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She would not only, like, throw stuff at me, but she would throw, like, my video games at me.
I've done that too, yeah.
So it's like this thing that you love, I'm going to hurt you with it.
And make you have a complicated relationship with
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm. So that's what happened to me, wow. Jonas.
You haven't had a stable relationship with a
video
game.
And the light has not been behind his
eyes. Yeah, this is still traumatizing.
Ever since Harper came on the podcast, brought up a lot of stuff.
By the way, this is stuff he would never open up to me about, Harper.
No.
I have a gift.
A gift of chaos.
Yeah.
The harbinger of death.
Harper. The harbinger.
Yeah.
We didn't even get to our second story.
What I do. It's like if I go on a podcast and they have a theme, I go, we'll see about that. Well, what we usually do, okay, well, here's what we're going to do.
Did he tell you what the theme was when he asked you?
No, not at all.
Good.
We just bullshit.
Yeah.
He does. It's really kind of it. What are we doing wrong, Harper? Jonas has been trying to date, you know, but it's been tough because he's only meeting women at work.
Wow.
So how should he?
And
get
you don't
out
like
there?
The chem dogs? What's going on?
Whoa, good grief!
He doesn't
wow,
like the
really,
chemistry. He's
we're really putting this.
There's
really
no chemistry with the chemist. Okay. Alan. Okay. No.
Alan. One more.
No, okay. Maybe I am schizo. Okay.
No, that's crazy.
Okay, but so you're only meeting women at work. You're not on any apps.
First of all, how are we talking about me? This is I don't know
what. We
Jonas,
so much
stop
about
cursing
me.
Us out. No. Yeah. I literally have dragged Neil to the filth. It's not even fun anymore. So I need a new target. So Jonas, said, sweetie. Jonas.
Wait, what is so mean? Okay, so where are we at? What are we talking?
No, so like, you know, how should Jonas go about any of the apps are no good, but... So
well, are you on any apps?
I'm on no apps.
I'm on no apps either.
Mm-mm. He's not on social media either. Mm-mm. So the podcast...
I actually noticed that, because you already know I did my little stalking too.
I know.
Well, good goddamn luck, because I don't know. You're just going to have like, meet cutes, you know?
Yeah. No, I'm
you know, you should
go
to the grocery store, because that's a good
there
place to
go.
Meet people.
Look at papayas.
And go and...
Papayas. Look at the papayas.
Go purpose... Get a good clean mask, because I know you guys probably don't wash yours, but go and no guys I know wash their masks.
What?
I hope y'all do. Maybe
I
just know
dirty
guys.
I get a new mask every day from work.
No, when it starts to... You have to have one for work.
Yeah.
Okay, no, I believe you. But so
I will change a mask like as often as I change my sheets. Just like every...
So fuck. Shit. And they're navy. And okay, we get... No, I got one pillow. My girlfriend loves it. Okay, no.
It's like once every 3 months.
No, it's like... I would say once a week.
Until they get like nice and crisp.
It's nice.
Nice and firm.
You ever see a stiff mask?
Just into one of those
same
Batman.
Yummy, yummy. Okay. Yeah, no, start.
Then you run it underwater and you can sponge it.
I told Neil, I am going to get social media, though. I am going to do the whole thing. I am. I'm going to do
the
whole
thing. Well, it's too late now. But here's the thing. No, I'm just kidding. No, it might be cute. It is pretty dark on there, so good luck. But girls do find it attractive when you're not... on social media too.
Oh, there you go, dude.
Mm-hmm. Really?
So this is your pickup line, right? Okay, so
no, I thought that it actually creeps chicks out not having social
media. No, oh my god.
I thought that it actually scares them.
Well, okay, so for me, I'm like I'm always on social media. I'm on Twitter, I'm on TikTok, Instagram daily. And it really is refreshing to meet someone who isn't like into that, you know?
Wow, yeah. Because I'm telling you, it scares people, man. No one asks for numbers anymore. It's just like, what's your Instagram?
Right.
Well, you want to know what? How about get to know me in real life and stop being a fucking creep on my picture? I don't know what that...
Jeez, put that shit down, Neil.
Yeah. I touched it. Oh, no. Keep that shit. Keep your mic flaccid. Okay?
Keep your mic upright at all times.
Oh. We're really making you our cut.
Keeping it flaccid. That's going to be the name of the episode.
Yeah.
Keeping it flaccid with Harper.
Okay. Don't fucking do that. Don't fuck on me. Do not.
She got my so god. Tight. No,
oh my
quick.
God. No, but no, I think that is it is attractive. Go mm-hmm. go up to a woman in a grocery store.
In downtown LA.
Downtown LA at a produce section and say,
9 o'clock at night.
Hey.
Okay. Well, now you guys are describing a rape, so don't like get her, corner her. Make sure it's locked down.
Offer her a drink.
Put a paper bag over her head. It's like, oh my god.
Paper or plastic?
I'm sorry, I don't know why, but I just got triggered at 9 p.m. at night. I'm like, no, okay, no. I'm talking about a daytime. I don't want to be bothered at night.
No.
Sorry, sure. Let me save that. No.
This is good. Okay, let's adjust it. We're at a grocery store, produce aisle, it's noon.
Yeah.
Sun is at its highest.
Yeah, I don't have a day job.
You don't have a day job. Yeah. You're on your lunch.
Okay.
So you're quick in and out.
Okay, so you're on your lunch. Okay, because you have a okay. Yeah. Okay. So or you know, at 6 p.m. even. That's nice. But
6 p.m. Okay.
We're not going cruising at 10 p.m. We're not doing like a booty call, last call at the fucking TJ's.
So as long as the sun is out. As long as the sun is out.
Okay.
Sun is out. 6 p.m.
Or setting. Sun is out or setting. That's okay.
What a romantic time. That's the golden hour.
Yeah, golden hour. Ooh. Strike up a convo. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so right. Okay, strike let's up. Do a little let's
Or
do a
you know
little
what, maybe
play.
Like accidentally brush your... Oh, sorry. You know what I mean? And then that can spawn something.
Okay. But you might
don't
not
just walk
over.
Up to someone and be like... Rrr. It's like, that's fucking weird. No. But
okay.
Like,
I tried that and they were like, dude, 6 feet. Like,
wow.
I was
wow,
like,
wow.
Okay.
And they're like, no, I want a guy over 6 feet.
Or you know what? Because oh my God. That was good.
That was good. Yeah.
That was good.
This is what he does. This is what he does.
He comes alive at the end. No, I'm just kidding.
That's it. Really, the beginning and the end.
So bump into somebody, start a conversation.
Okay, let's do it, Jonas. I'll be someone at a grocery store. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I do.
I'm single, and I just want to meet a guy, you know?
Yeah.
But like the apps aren't
working. Are you talking to the dairy aisle?
Yeah. She's packing ground beef for me.
Okay.
So yeah, just 2 pounds is great. Okay.
Are you sure you didn't want 30?
30 pounds, that's a lot of ground beef.
Oh my God. Oh,
ow!
Excuse me.
Ow!
I am so
Jesus.
Sorry. Excuse me.
Jesus, ow, get off of me.
Okay, it looked like you were about to like...
Really?
What was that? You saw it.
It looks like you were about to put him in your cart and then eat him out. I don't know what the hell that energy
What's
was.
What's all these abduction references?
Oh, no. That's the vibes I'm getting. So, y'all, I'm the only woman here, so y'all need to calm the fuck down. I get you guys canceled. Fuck
you're
you.
I'll be the customer. I saw everything. He assaulted that woman.
Alan! Okay.
You saw it, right?
Yes, I saw
okay.
it.
Okay, okay. What the fuck, you. Dude? What the fuck?
Wait. My friends were just telling me to try bumping into
I don't,
you.
You, your friends are gross, probably. I told you to what? Bump, knock a
no,
human over.
One of them was a white chick. She told me to do it.
Oh my God. Okay. Give me 15 pounds, actually, okay?
Yeah.
It's going to be a lean night.
So, Jonas,
night
we're getting there. We're getting
okay,
there.
Jonas, okay, Jonas, let's try it again. Maybe
to an assault
a little
charge,
less
but we're getting there.
Fucking hard. Okay. A little less football.
I thought that was
a little
gentle.
More foosball.
I thought that was gentle. No.
Or you, okay, here's, God, you guys literally are like, I don't even know how, okay, never mind. But so, here's what's, what is going on?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay, oh, all my right. God, it's like the, okay,
let's
no.
Let's do it again, but I'll be a French woman.
Oh my
god.
Okay.
Right, Harper, you go on. What you were going to do?
Harper regretted,
no,
Harper regretted saying yes.
We're not doing any more of these fucking bits because I'm getting pissed off. No, here's what we're going to do.
Okay, what are we going to do? What are we going to do?
I like ground beef. Okay. Right, go ahead, Harper. I'll
okay.
Go ahead.
I'm going to fight you after this. Okay. So
okay.
And you had it coming for a while.
Four years.
She's four. Like, yeah. The friend who wants sorry, the cheers but isn't involved in the cheers.
Fuck.
Oh, man.
Oh my gosh, she waited all through Trump just to beat me up in Biden.
Yeah.
This is what kept her through quarantine.
Yeah. Just like,
just have
I
a
know
picture of me
wondering.
On the wall.
Yeah,
throw knives at it. All right, yeah. So go ahead. Please.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, what are we? Okay.
Actually, never mind. Okay, no, let me recall. Okay, no, okay. I almost said something, but I didn't. Okay.
Okay,
no, but here's what you do. So mm-hmm. It's like in Trader Joe's, you know, there's like, okay, honestly, this is what someone just did to me and it worked. So that's what I'm going to tell you.
Nice.
I'm going to okay. Let you know. Take, okay, so take. You know how like when you're waiting in line mm-hmm. Or like whatever grocery store, you're like, mm-hmm. You're waiting in line mm-hmm. And then like people have to like line up because right. They're spacing everything out. But mm-hmm. Then you're kind of blocking the aisle. Why don't you pretend like you need something? Then you're actually going to have to get it. So get ready. But like, you're going to like pretend like you need to get by them. Be like, oh, sorry. And then that opens up a conversation, like, oh, wow, it's so crowded. I don't know. Just whatever. Just it can be that boring.
Wow.
And then you kind of just go in like that way.
Just make sure it's not the chili aisle, Jonas. You know how you get around chili.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Way too excited.
Shit.
You know what? For the
That's a good idea, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's
try,
a great
try
idea.
It out. Try it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love
oh.
Meeting people in real life. I'm
really?
Not on any apps. No.
Now, does this work for black men who are over 6'1"?
Exclusively.
Mm-hmm. You'd be like, oh, is that creamed corn? Or are you happy to see me?
Why did that make me sad? Missed you, Neil.
You're actually legitimate. Like, you are legit, like, our first, like, female guest. So
I could get that vibe. It's like fucking incel. Neil's like, my girlfriend. I'm like, okay.
He's sitting so far
you
away.
You met her in, like, a fucking, like, Twitch room or some fucking bullshit.
We haven't met yet, but
I tweeted a woke joke and then she liked it and then it's been heaven ever since. Okay, I'm done.
She lives in Peru, but I think we're going to meet next year.
Like, was that supposed to be a news flash? I cannot.
She likes hyenas.
Hey, Alan, Google how to talk to girls, please. I looked up your Instagram and I saw tits.
Oh, God.
Grief,
man. Oh, man.
Wow. Well. I didn't know she would dig into you like this, man.
Neil warned us that you might be on your menstrual cycle, but you know, I said we can stick it through. Okay, don't worry, we're not going to sync up, gentlemen.
Wow, I did.
Neil
not
warned
know.
Us, but you were doing a Neil voice. Really spectacular work, Harper. Really spectacular.
Oh, I
roasting.
Did. Well, it's interchangeable.
It's yeah. good. It's good. Like, yeah, third person.
No, thank you, guys.
No, I really. That
was the end right there. No, well, thanks.
So did you want to get to your other story? Thank you guys.
Let's do another role playing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Another role play.
Jonas, this time, okay, don't I'm push into me so hard.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, I'm a bag of corn.
Okay.
And I'm creamed. Go.
Okay, okay. All right, I'm gonna be gentle.
All right, all right. All right. Okay. So...
That's the corn.
Okay. All right, go.
Wow, looks like this corn is expired. I don't know. Yeah, got an air hole in it or something? There's air seeping in it. Oh, ow.
Oh, my God, I saw everything. That guy assaulted that woman. Next to that corn.
I'm going to cry off my fake lashes.
I write for Vice News.
Oh, okay.
I'm expose this man.
You're over, buddy.
Anti-masker abuses woman in front of corn. He's got a corn fish.
Oh my gosh.
From horny
man.
To corny.
No. Jonas no, Neil. Neil, you sick fuck.
Oh, man.
I want to die.
That's the hashtag.
Oh, God.
That's the hashtag that'll ruin me.
From horny to corny. Huh? I can feel my hands again.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can.
Yeah.
Guys, feel my hands again.
Yeah.
We did it.
Just for 39 cents a day, you can fix Neil's hands.
Man.
Oh, boy. Well,
Harper, look, I'm sure you regretted doing this.
No. So let's really just dig into that second story.
The second story was there's a Southwest pilot mm-hmm. that pulled his penis out in the cockpit. But yeah, he pulled his penis out and brandished it.
This was Southwest.
Brandished? I'm sorry, what?
Brandished?
He brandished it, according to the article.
But I don't understand what brandished. Oh, like he
wave it around.
Oh, like a helicopter? He helicoptered it on a flight?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It sounds like you've seen these moves before.
Yeah, it's almost like every guy has the same move. It's weird.
I've seen him.
You want to see something take off?
Hey, babe, check this out. It's for you.
Okay. Yeah.
Happy Valentine.
Have you seen this too many times? Yeah.
It's like taking off with this helicopter. Happy Valentine.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I mean, it's
okay,
the...
Okay, so was there another pilot? You guys were trying to end it, and then I bring it up.
No.
Was there another pilot?
No.
I assume so. There had to be a co-pilot.
But that was part of the investigation. They knew he was naked.
That's so embarrassing to have an investigation.
I know. Oh, yeah.
And on a long flight, maybe he was getting sweaty or something. I don't know.
Right.
He was flying from Philadelphia to Orlando.
That's pretty long. That's all the way up and down the country.
Dude, that's
pretty
3 hours.
That's 3 hours, yeah. You fucking pervert. Oh, it's pretty long. I don't know. I can see where he's coming from.
What does he sound like, Winnie the Pooh?
Have you heard of honey?
It's so good.
It's 3 whole hours, Jonas. Oh, I've barely lasted this whole hour.
All I gotta do is take my shirt off.
You're the first girl that we've had on here. It's like, we know.
Oh my God. OK, okay, so you guys fucking travel the world all the time. 3 hours is just a quick jump.
I don't know. As a woman, I have no problem keeping my clit in my pants, but
yeah,
I feel like it's harder for you guys.
That's why it's not as fun to pull a clit out, I'm sure.
My thing is there's nothing about...
Spoken like a true incel.
There's nothing about a plane that screams that it can accommodate sex.
No, and it's always... Well, it's always cold on there, too, so I'm like... Right.
Have you guys ever done the Mile High Club thing?
No.
Or ever been offered?
Yes, to being offered, but I declined.
You didn't do
yeah.
it?
No.
It wasn't the pilot, was it?
No. His dick wasn't out, so I didn't.
How would I know?
Yeah. Where's the signal, babe?
Yeah.
The stewardess puts like a Ziploc in a bag. There's just condoms in there.
Yeah.
I've actually went in airport bathrooms and I've measured if I could have sex in them. Like every time I go in, I'm just like, all right, could I? If
not
in
a men's.
Is that like an intrusive thought thing? Because I sometimes get those too.
Yes, yes. 100%. I go in. I'm just like, yo, you know, can I? How would I move her legs? Just in case something. You know, I don't know. I'm working the whole math out in my head.
Not in a men's bathroom though. Men's airport bathrooms are the most disgusting.
Men's airport.
War zones, because that's everybody's.
George Michael
transit.
Was getting Randy in there
in the airport bathroom.
He was.
Yeah,
look at that. He found true love.
All right, I stand. I stand corrected.
So it's possible.
But men's airport bathrooms are disgusting.
No, I'm talking about in the plane, like in the plane.
Oh, in the plane.
You're talking about the Mile High Club. I'm saying in the plane.
The Mile High in the plane.
Yeah, when I go in the plane bathroom, I measure it out.
I see.
And I'm like, what could I do?
It would be you would. Someone would have to. You'd probably have to sit. On the toilet seat.
I mean, if I stretch before the flight.
Because in the movies, they're always standing up, but there's no room
for
that.
How would you stand up? Someone would be like pressing the soap dispenser, you know, mm-hmm. and then you'd have soap everywhere.
But you also have lubricant. You understand? It's, you know, half glass full, Neil. Half glass full.
And that's on burning.
I'm going to go ahead and say veto to soap.
So blue.
So Jonas, I think we just figured out why it's not, you know, clicking. Okay, it's not. Don't put soap in anyone's pussy.
Okay, for sure.
Or pussy.
And that's our big takeaway.
Yeah.
We're gonna close out on that.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out how to angle it. You know, how to put the Worcester sauce inside of her butt.
Do you think you could do it? Do you think you have the stamina to be in the Mile High Club?
I think I could.
Yeah.
You have the energy of Eeyore. Okay, you're going to go.
I suppose Harper. We'll fuck.
Well, because you have to be in and out of there. And I just feel like you're just very calm and very much like, sure, we can try. And it's like you're already landing. By the, you're like,
by the time I agree.
Come on, babe. I'll meet you in
Oh my gosh. Well,
I do think about like when I'm in the airplane bathroom, like if the plane crashed, like do I have a higher chance of survival because it's like such an enclosed space? Mm-hmm. Like I can only bounce around so far, you know.
Yeah, I mean you'll be covered in enough shit. You're gonna want to die. You're gonna be so covered in shit.
In enough shit.
Right. Like
a substantial.
Yes.
Amount.
Like
just
this
plane wreckage and you open the door.
Yeah. Oh my
just
god.
The only thing that's gonna be wrecked. Yeah.
After a certain point, this plane better go down. Yeah. I'm not coming off the flight like this.
God. The bathroom is the weakest point of the plane.
Yeah. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Well, I can feel us wanting to end the podcast. So I can feel it. We're coming.
I was feeling good.
No, we got our second story out. I think we had some fun times.
Neil's gonna need 2 weeks
Neil's
to recover.
Mad at me, I can tell.
He's gonna
I'm
need
not
the
mad
thing.
At you.
Yeah.
I'm your talent scout, so you're just gonna have to bottle it up.
How about the
bottle it up?
Bottle it up and bottle it.
Bottle
I'm
it
not
up.
Angry, Harper. I'm so glad you came on.
And everything you say sounds disingenuous.
I can't. This
Thank
is,
you, Harper.
Oh, my God.
I'm so happy you came on the podcast. I looked you up beforehand, even though I've known you for 4 years.
You sound like Siri.
And I thought, could be fun. Thank you.
Is there something we like to do at the end of each episode?
Yeah.
Is there something that...
trying to maintain some kind of format here. We should.
And I'm about to make something up.
Yeah.
For our first human woman, we wanted to ask you something. What's it like to bleed for 5 days and not die?
It was like, for our first live sex doll, how would you think?
What? Does no really mean no? No.
How many no's is a yes?
All right. Oh my gosh.
Answering the hard questions.
Oh man, dude. This is going to ruin all of our SNL careers. Lauren is going to take away everything after he sees this.
Lauren's like, they're not hot enough. Let's get Pete.
You know
here.
What? Look, if I thought about this, but if a comic ever got successful enough and they came up to me and was like, yo, Jonas, I just need you to take that down. You know what I'm saying? I'd do it.
Well, it'd be hard for you too because you don't know the password to anything.
That too. You know, but I'm like, let me talk to Neil first.
We do have to, of course, yeah. We honor that. Yeah. We're going to have to cut probably 90% of this episode.
No. No.
No.
Jonas, no. God, no.
Keep it.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you wanna say anything on your heart?
Yeah. Our famous anything on your heart segment.
Did you just ask that because I'm a woman and you think that I have like a lot of feelings?
Okay,
I know you're dead inside.
First off, he
you're not
he
wrong, babe. I've been hurt. Okay. No. Joe is so scared. He's like,
so.
And just sing that so
I
casually.
I like it when I get real. No, okay.
Sing that so casually.
No, I have nothing to say that's on my heart. Just, I have a podcast called The Clown Cast.
Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah. Check out The Clown Cast, everybody. Check out Harper Rose Drummond on Twitter, right? Is that what you're on Twitter for?
I mean, you're really selling it, but yeah.
Follow her on Twitter and on The Clown Cast. Follow The Clown Cast.
Yep.
And
Instagram, TikTok too.
All of them, right? Mm-hmm. She's on all of them. Go check her out. We thank you, Harper.
Thank you for having me, guys.
You know what, Neil? You didn't let me down. This was good, Neil.
I didn't like that for some reason.
I don't know why it bothered me too.
Yeah.
Papaya 9, not 2.